Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right off the bat is former Boston Bruins defenseman, Hall of Famer Ray Bourque, who joins us right now. Raymond, good morning.
Hey, Dale, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. Raymond reached out to me yesterday, and he said, Dale, I want to do something. I want to help out here. And Raymond, you and I have talked about this in the past, but your family, like every other family out there, has had, unfortunately, a connection to cancer.
Well, everybody's, I think, been touched by cancer one way or another. And for me, it was my mom at a young age, she passed of colon cancer in 1972, and she was 41 years old. And I had just turned 12. So I experienced that at a young age. And then in 8 years, it'll be 8 years in April, my dad passed of lung cancer. So been through it at a young age, and then a little later in life where, lost my dad 8 years ago. That was a very proud man of his son and really experienced some special things. And back in the day when my mom was 41, there wasn't all that much going on with and we grew up in Montreal and about cancer and research and all that stuff. And it's incredible to hear the stories that you're hearing now. You know, I listen to your station or Nesson, and so inspiring in terms of what's going on with research and stuff that's going on with Dana-Farber. Truly inspiring, and really there's hope there for so many people that are affected with this, people going through it and families. So for me, it's kind of a no-brainer to kind of, and we started our own family foundation a couple of years ago, the Bourque Family Foundation, and so gave you a call yesterday, and we'd like to make a donation towards Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. So, like you said, I think everybody that's kind of is attached to somehow, some way, if it's not family, it's a friend or somebody close, and not very fun to go through.
Well, thank you very much for the donation, Ray. And, you know, as a hockey player, you were around a lot of tough guys. But when you see and hear these stories of these kids and what they're battling through, it's sort of a whole new level of toughness, isn't it?
It really is. And these kids are amazing. Whenever you've gone, you know, gone through hospitals or visits and you run into these kids, you walk out of there and you're just, wow, you know. What an attitude, and they're so positive, and they're so strong, and you walk out of there really feeling different, and it's really touching. So, back in the day, we used to do plenty of visits through the hospitals and go visit kids, and it was very inspiring.
Well, let me ask you a hockey question or two here while we've got you on. You were very high last year on young defenseman Charlie McAvoy. I assume that enthusiasm hasn't waned any.
Not at all. He wasn't the only one. Grizzlick really came along really well after getting an opportunity, and a few injuries happened, and he really found his place. So a young core defense with the Bruins are pretty promising, and McAvoy obviously is a player that has a very good chance to be a very special one. So a lot of fun to watch, and really looking forward to this season. Last year they overachieved in some ways, I think, in terms of what you thought they might do during the season. You thought they'd be a playoff team, but you never thought they'd contend for the President's Trophy, and that's what they did. So looking forward to this season.
Now, on the other end of the age spectrum from McAvoy is Zdeno Chara, who's getting it done into his 40s. I mean, as somebody who had a long career, you got to be very impressed by what he's been able to do.
Well, if you know the big guy, it's not surprising in terms of, how fit and how determined and how passionate he is about the game. And still to this day, I would not want to play against him all game long. He's a big guy that competes very hard, and with his size, and he is so tough to it must be so tough to play against. And I wouldn't want to do that for a whole game long. And it's really a lot of fun to see him kind of taking, Charlie and the guy like Grizzlick under the wings. As a young guy coming in, I remember Brad Park really being somebody that really took me under his wing. And just by watching him and listening to him and seeing how things are done by these great pros, you really learn a lot. And I'm sure that Z is not only a teammate, but somewhat of a coach in some ways, just by, how much he knows about the game and how hard he works and how he prepares. And when you have your best players preparing the right way and doing the right things, it's just so good for your young guys just to see and watch and to be around.
Before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about the Bork Family Foundation, an organization that you and your wife and your kids have put together. I know you've had a number of events already and have many more planned.
Yeah, we have two solid events that we've kind of created. I had a golf tournament for many years, but that's continuing, and that's next week, August 30th, that we really have a lot of fun and raise a lot of money doing it. And we created a run this year. It was held at the Ferncroft Country Club. It was 7.7 kilometers in a 5.
Gee, I wonder how you
walk.
Came up with that number.
Yeah, I kind of heard about Mario Lemieux's road race that was 6.6. So I got to say, I stole it. the ideal off maybe the greatest player that I played against in terms of a forward. And it was a great success. We had close to 300 runners for the first year. Great sponsorship. We had a blast. It was a great setting. We had a humongous stage with music and hot dogs and hamburgers afterwards. So the people ran. It was a very challenging race for in terms of the course. It was a little hilly, but people stuck around. We had a good time. It was really a nice family event. So those are going to be two of the events that we're going to have every year. We're trying to create a third one. I think it might be January or February, kind of a gala ball that my wife would like to put on and at a nice place downtown in Boston, and have three solid events every year to create some good momentum in terms of fundraising and to give out to so many different charities that we've already helped out. So for us, it's something that is very exciting for the family, trying to create something for not only for me and my wife, but for our kids and grandchildren someday to keep giving out and doing some special things here in the New England area.
Well, Raymond has made a very generous $5,000 donation to the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon this morning. And Ray and I were talking this morning. We may have something else up our sleeves here over the next week or two. We may come up with something else special as well. Raymond, I can't thank you enough for reaching out yesterday and for being so generous today. Always good to talk to you, and we appreciate it.
Well, keep up the good work, guys, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Raymond.
Thanks, Ray.
Boston care. Bruins Hall of Fame defenseman Raymond Bork joining us to kind of kickstart things here with a nice
good start, yeah.
$5,000 donation, which we appreciate very, very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.